Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes from Inside Carolina. And Greg, Carolina got a win on Saturday, plays at Virginia Tech tonight. The quick turnaround, is it a problem, do you think, with the number of minutes the starters have been playing, especially Joel Berry?
That's a great question, Tommy. And I don't think at this point of the season it's a problem yet. For Joel Berry especially, it's really a matter of Seventh Woods is out with that stress fracture to his right foot. And Jaleek Felton has really kind of struggled and hadn't played a whole lot of minutes as of late. And so the more that Jaleek Felton comes along and starts playing better, that'll take some pressure off of Berry. But in the meantime, Berry just has to kind of adapt and has to get used to that. There are plenty of teams across the country that play their starters a lot more minutes than what Roy Williams likes to. With him playing his teams kind of at the pace that he likes to, that does put a little bit more wear and tear on the guys. But they're capable of doing it. And during crunch time moments, they get a lot of the minutes. And I think we'll continue to see that. The good thing about this turnaround is after the Virginia Tech game tonight, they get a break until Saturday. And then it's not an issue until you get 2 weeks down the road. And then you've got this horrid stretch where you've got a Thursday game against Duke, a Saturday game at NC State, and then a Monday game against Notre Dame. So 3 games in 5 days, that's when you're really going to see some wear and tear. So hopefully by that point in time, Felton's playing more, and they've got a little bit deeper rotation. So Joel Berry's not logging the minutes that he has been in recent weeks.
The Heels 16-4 overall, looking for an elusive ACC road win. For most teams, the Heels are good at cashing in on the road. Virginia Tech, Carolina, 7 o'clock on ESPN.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.